We're going to hear next about a new documentary with a simple message. People want to find that special someone no matter their age. It's called The Age of Love. NPR's Ina Jaffe covers aging and introduces us to this film about a speed dating event for seniors.
Oh, that's hilarious, was the reaction I heard most frequently when describing The Age of Love to friends and acquaintances. Well, the film definitely has its ha-ha moments, but most of the time it lets its subjects reflect on that need for intimacy that never seems to die. This is a woman called Donna.
I want that guy that when I'm doing dishes will come up behind me and nuzzle my neck and give me a hug. I want that guy that'll pick up the phone and call me during the day just because he's thinking of me. That's who I am.
So why not try speed dating? 15 women spent 5 minutes with each of the 15 men at an Italian restaurant in the Rochester, New York area. All were in their 70s and 80s.
What makes Matt happy?
Baking, cooking.
Oh, you like to cook?
I love to cook.
Great.
I bake pies, apple crumb pies.
My goodness.
Pecan pies.
5 minutes to judge and be judged.
Time to move. Nice talking to you.
Filmmaker Stephen Loring profiled 10 men and women, widowed, divorced, or lifelong singles, and followed them before, during, and after their speed dating adventure. Particularly powerful are the scenes where some of the speed daters, alone with Loring and his camera, open the envelopes that will tell them if the ones they liked them back.
It's kind of scary, you know. Oh, my God. There's five of them.
Loring says being there for these moments was as full of drama as anything you remember from high school.
If a 75-year-old woman opens up an envelope from a speed dating event and doesn't get the man she was hoping for and bursts into tears, what 16-year-old girl in America wouldn't understand exactly what she was feeling at that moment?
The Age of Love will not be playing at a theater near you, at least not anytime soon. Loring has been focused on getting it in front of older adults who might be inspired by it. So except for a handful of film festivals, it's mainly shown at senior centers and housing developments for older adults like Merrill Gardens in San Diego, where, truthfully, it got mixed reviews.
I felt that this was too slow.
It was entertaining. In some ways, it was sad.
That's Jim and Sheila Soulis. He's 87. She's 76.
My husband and I met 4 years ago in the old folks' home next door.
They were both widowed, never thought they could get married again, but they did last year. And what they've found in each other is what everyone in the age of love is looking for.
It is different the umpteenth time around, certainly. I mean, I had a wonderful marriage, and I never thought I'd have that sort of intimacy and connection ever again. And I have, and it's wonderful.
So much so that even the speed daters in the age of love who didn't find a match say they won't stop trying.
Taking a chance on love.
Ina Jaffe, NPR News.